never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
Survivors, they told you, listen, you're going to be dead, but you're still walking among us. Survivors. Welcome to us, but you're going to be a very impressive person. Nice thing about the show, you meet very impressive people on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, Laisteri, these are some of our listeners.
Guys, okay, so about doctors telling you you're not going to make it. My dad had a heavily pregnant, unconscious wife in ICU, and the doctors told him, listen, we're going to try our very best to save your wife. You will not have this baby. But now I'm 30 years old, so yeah.
All right, now may I just tip my hat to mothers from, what is this now, 30 years? So that is 80s, ne? 81, around there. My mathematics right, no?
Yeah, 1989, yeah. He's been 30 now.
Yeah. So a lot of mothers, especially in the era when something like gynecology and pediatrics and IT was sort of some of the developmental phases.
Mm.
It happened quite often that doctors would tell the mother or the father, one of them is not going to make it.
Yeah.
It happened quite often.
Sure.
And in some cases, they would actually give would be a choice and say, listen, you have to pick.
Yeah, choose which one.
One of them is not going to make it.
Yeah.
And it was touch and go. And sometimes they would even speak to the mother. And they would say, listen, what are we going to do here? You need to pick. So this was one of those cases. And I'm one of those survivors, actually.
Really?
My mom was given that choice. In the year of our Lord, 73, they said to her, listen, you're not going to make it. She was 36, and for a woman of that age back then, it was almost like unbelievable that you could want children. You know, you're too old. And so they said to her, listen, at the very beginning, they said to her, listen, it's not going to be easy for you. You should not go ahead with this. And she said, I want another child. I want a sibling for my eldest. Mm. She went ahead with it.
Yeah.
And when it got to that point, she was extremely ill and it was life threatening.
Mm-hmm.
And they said to her, listen, it's not going to happen. Like, it's, you need to make a choice. And she said, I picked the kid.
That's ungelooflik.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So I'm here.
So,
and she made it too.
Yeah.
How's that? And she'll always tell us this story. She says, when I saw you for the first time, she said I was like, remember now, they end up in ICU for just like the kid.
Yeah.
You end up in ICU for a number of days. And she said, when I saw my kid for the first time, she said there were pipes and all sorts of things coming out of every body orifice. And she said, but even though I saw you like that, I was still happy that I went ahead with my choice. How's that?
It's wounded luck.
Mothers.
Sure.
So yeah, I'm a survivor too, and when it comes to a situation like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, donkey ma.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever told you that. Thank you.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.